You're listening to the show about lime jello and the power of confusion. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Greg, and I play Do.
I'm Alex, and I play Bethlehem. I don't talk.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll. Is the issue that it's not compatible with your Palm Trio? Is that the problem?
What's a Palm Trio?
That was the phone that Greg
That's
had.
The phone that I had back thing? When we like met each other.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember that thing. I thought it was like a calculator or something. Didn't it have all these buttons?
Yeah, it was before like super advanced touch screens. Yeah. It was like a, you know.
Back in the old days of the 2001.
Oh my god.
That's 19 years ago, Greg.
Holy crap.
It's still not like, didn't it have buttons? It's like nothing today has buttons.
My phone has snaps and zippers.
Honestly, like I truly wish I could go back to just having a regular phone because that's part of what like
you
really
can't.
It
You're
hurts.
Not
I know. I guess you could probably,
sure
right?
Sure, you could.
But like, then nobody would ever get in touch with me because I hate
Sounds
calling
great.
People anyway, and I just throw my phone away. You know. So yeah, I don't know. I guess I have to do this right because I wrote this and I.
Yeah,
have to
but
do
guess
it.
What happened? Guess what I reinstalled?
Oh,
soundboard.
Don't act surprised. I told you.
I forgot.
Oh, okay.
I've been drinking this. So
okay, cool.
Okay, so. I was like, we have to write another song. We have to at least write a recap. And I wrote this like days ago, didn't I?
Or Tuesday something? Or Wednesday?
Because
Tuesday?
I was trying to think of a song one. And for some reason, this came to me right away. And I told you and you're like, yeah, we did. So Eric helped with some of this. So it's not just me. I just have to put that out there. Okay. Here we go. And of course, I don't have any background music or anything, but I'm just going to do it. That's it. That's guys, that's not the song at all. So don't.
It's background music.
Just random background music to the song that I have to sing. That's helpful. Okay.
I'm back, baby.
Oh, no. Okay. So I hope somebody recognizes this out there. All right. If you were in an underground hall, so you could get to the other side of a wall, and Marco, your guide, slipped out of sight, would you follow him? If you wanted your hat and were a controlling pill, or you felt a contractual obligation to protect Will, and Marco's disappearance didn't seem quite right, would you follow him? And if the air is full of mold and spores, it's better than the sulfur smell outdoors. Except, of course, if you notice a sheen, nearly invisible, shimmering and green. Jello and brain, it's jello and brain, a cube of acid rain. If it has fruit, I'll abstain. Don't you put pineapple in it or marshmallow in it. Go fuck your Bartlett pears. I mean, it's jello and brain. We're talking jello and brain. Bathwack was almost slain. He slipped inside that membrane and we could look right through it. Saw Marco in it. Is the gate key in there? Does anyone know what this song is so far?
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow green brainy bikini.
Not that, no. Oh man, it's disappointing. It works better if people know what it is. Okay. Suppose you was an orcish ranger who wanted to go and fight the danger. Would you ride a pipe like a racing horse? You'd manage it. Suppose you was a pig-tailed hobbit and you grabbed a hunk of fruit and lobbed it at the cube with all your furious whimsical force. You'd banish it. A Grell's appearance might just make you frown. But Crick Crick wants to reunite the town. So we should get the paper to the Grell to remove the wall. And when it falls, it'll all be swell.
Right?
Jello and brain, it's just some jello and brain. Waldorf salad's a pain, it's almost inhumane. KT, get back to the recap. You need to end the recap. or we'll never play again. I tell ya, Jell-O and Brain, we're talking Jell-O and Brain. Is Mo on cocaine? Is Crick's plan too insane? Maybe it's naive to think that we'd achieve harmony up there. It's Mr. Cellophane from Chicago, guys!
Oh, yes, yes. Damn it.
I was wondering.
It was like, it's a musical. I know it's like.
Yeah. Okay. It was because, like, I was trying to think of a, there's no Jell-O commercial. We can't do Jell-O. That's Bill Cosby. He's also canceled. We can't do anything with that. But then I was like, Jell-O. What, is there something that rhymes with Jell-O? And all of a sudden, I was like, cellophane, Jell-O brain. Oh my God. And I told you, and Eric was so excited. So yeah, there you go. High five.
I was so excited.
You're welcome.
That was well done. It was very well done.
It would have been better if you knew the song, though.
I know. Well, that's my fault. That is on me.
That's also like 80% of my recaps, I feel like, is...
I don't know, really.
Well, the problem is that I spent the entire time like, this tune sounds familiar.
And didn't hear any of the words.
I didn't listen to anything. I can see somebody on stage.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I can even see the costume when I first saw it.
Right,
and
exactly.
It was like, oh.
Did anyone get anything from that recap?
I did. I appreciated remembering the character Crick Crick. Because I hadn't until the second.
I love that name. And then when I was writing it, he told me the spelling of Crick Crick, which I loved.
Everybody has to guess what they think Crick Crick is spelled.
Okay.
With a Q.
Spell it.
I would have guessed C-R-I-Q. C-R-I-Q.
K-R-Q, K-R-Q.
Alex.
He doesn't know how to spell.
C-R-I-K.
That's only one syllable.
Well, and then twice. Repeated. I thought it was C-R-I-C-K, C-R-I-C-K. But it's K-R-Y-K-R-Y-K. Yeah, K-R-Y-K-R-Y-K.
I think Abby was the closest.
Yeah, like, I think.
I left out vowels, but yes.
And added a Q or two.
But besides that.
Yeah. Yeah, no Qs.
I love it.
Yay, okay.
So that's Crick.
So we're
Crick.
Here.
But yeah, so you guys just...
Jell-O's.
You did battle Jell-O. Is Jell-O's the plural of Jell-O? Or is it just Jell-O?
Jell-O's. Oh, just Jell-O. Jell-O's. We battled them. Marco died. My hat's in there.
You left your hat behind.
I left my hat behind. Dew rode off on a pipe.
Yep.
Then we Yeehaw. Were trying to run away because the Jell-O's kept coming. And we couldn't find the key, so we went through a door. Mm-hmm. And then there was Crick Crick, and he was all like, humanity sucks, but we need to save this dumb place.
Yeah.
He was much more positive about that. That's Will's bad summary.
So humanity is stupid. What is his request? Does anybody remember what he needs?
Yes. I don't.
Good try.
I remember it because I wrote the recap, but I don't know if you're asking me. You want me to just say it?
Sure.
The shake of brevity.
Shake of brevity.
What does it have to do
with? What does it have to do with?
He wanted us to... It has to do with the paper, right?
Yeah.
We had to set, like, bomb-like paper placement.
Guys, like, you've been strategic. On quarantine. You haven't left your house this whole week. Nothing has happened to you. For to force this out of your minds. You have no excuse.
He needs 10 pieces of paper.
What kind of paper?
Magic paper.
What kind of magic paper?
Oh, God damn it. Crumple Myers?
Yeah.
That's the only magic
paper. Are there different kinds?
I know, he's being a dumb butthole.
There's lots of different. This is special.
Okay, Crumple Myers magic paper. He needs 10 pieces and he's going to do something with runes.
To do what?
To bring down the wall.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to do like a truck motion, like honk, honk. He just raised your fist in the air. I was waiting for it to come back down, but it didn't.
No.
Can you guys hear me breathing? Yet.
No, I think you're in a good... Your
looks good.
It looks good. You have a big black nose.
Well, I can't see you because there's the microphone right in the line of vision.
The microphone's right on your nose.
I know.
Well,
I think it's good. That's where we figured it needs to be.
I'll do this.
Don't breathe on it.
I can see you.
So, yeah. That's what Crick requested.
Yeah.
And yes, runes.
Somehow it's going to bring down the wall.
Yeah, he's going to use these magic runes, as Greg alluded to on the paper, placed strategically along the wall to dematerialize it without damage to the surrounding structures.
Magic, man.
So that way, there's this artificial division between the sides is removed, and harmony will be restored.
And we're just trusting this guy.
Well,
because
you haven't given him the paper yet, so that's yet to be.
Do very distinctly did not fall in with his plan.
I'm kind of curious what the packaging looks like for Crumplemeyer's paper. Like,
yeah, does it come in a ream?
Is it in a folded ream? Does it have a picture of Crumplemeyer on the front?
Yeah.
Say Crumplemeyer's magic paper.
Like what's that paper with the guy with the mustache on it? That might be local, so I don't know if that's true.
Oh, Mr. W.B. Peanut? Mason?
W.B. Mason.
Yeah. Every time we see it, Harvey points and goes, that's Will!
It looks
like Will, for sure. It's pretty cool. We see him on trucks all over town. Harvey is living in a true delusion. He thinks that Will is a real person. Where are you? Oh, he's going to bring out W.B. Mason's, probably. I think his company uses W.B. Mason paper.
They have in the past.
Oh, he's throwing garbage all over the floor, guys.
It's time.
Oh, God! No, he really...
What's happening? What's happening?
Oh, my God! He just dumped a bunch of W.B. Mason cutouts on me.
Oh, that's amazing.
I've been collecting them for a while.
Oh, my...
Happy birthday!
There's got to be, like, 100. This is insane. It's like confetti. There's little... Look at this! There's little ones. There's big ones. There's this! It's Will. That's why he...
Is that guy...
Hilarious.
So that's Will.
Oh,
that's
my
Will.
God. Look how fancy
Who is it?
He is.
Is W.B. Mason a real person? I don't want to Google it.
Probably.
I don't know.
Probably not anymore.
It says who, but W.B. Mason.
Looks like a
dead
guy. Since
1898. Well, since 1898, so W.B. Mason's got to be dead, right? Yes. Unless W.B. Mason is the oldest human being on the face of the earth. Okay, now I have to... You've made...
Sorry,
the paper is magic.
I've been waiting for the right time.
Oh,
nope.
My God.
I'm glad you were able to do that in public.
I can't...
Yeah,
guys,
I did not think that would happen.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. You got...
Okay, you need to send us some, please.
Oh, my God.
We have plenty.
This is...
Put them in an envelope and send them to us.
You're so
funny. And I'll only
funny.
Quarantine them for a week because that's how much I trust your germs.
This is why my husband is amazing, though, because this is clearly... This is all from work. There must be like 100 of these, big and small. There's a circular cutout one, and he has been planning on dumping on... Well, when were you...
I don't know what I was going to do with them. I had no idea. I've just been in my work bag
years. That's so sweet and funny. For years?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, my God, Eric. Well, that worked. That was hilarious. Thank you. I wish there would have been an actual visual to share with the audience. They can just hear my surprise. That was amazing. I have to clean up.
Audience, just picture the truck. The W.B. Mason truck with
if
that
it's
face
not
on
local.
It.
It's everywhere, you guys.
You'll get those on the floor later.
Yeah, I'll get them. I think you will. Jeez Louise, look at this. Okay. All right.
We are playing. So, you've left Crick behind. He lives in the bowels of Morrow's Inlet he fears he will be persecuted, as he apparently was after a long time living in Carnivar, he and his pod.
Because he looks like a shrimp. I mean, a squid.
A brain.
He looks like a...
Yeah, squid. He has tentacles
bird,
down
squid,
below.
Brain thing.
Down below!
Down. Yeah, that's right. What were you... You can see very clearly, Rafina. You're very short. Look right up through those tentacles.
Woo!
See where they're...
I am much more discreet than that.
Well, that's why Rafina thinks we can do it, because you can tell by if someone's lying by the whether their private parts are shrinking or something. I just feel like Rafina would say something like that. I can tell.
I beg your pardon.
His testicles were hanging at just the right height. I can tell. I can tell he wasn't lying, guys.
I'm a doctor. Believe me.
Yeah.
This is not even a spell.
The turn your head and cough spell.
But anyway. You've left Crick and his testicles behind.
Yes.
And he directed you down this sort of side passage that he let you into.
Yes.
You were told that it comes up in...
The bookstore.
Yes, that's right. Right. Mm-hmm.
You guys, on I'm the only lame-o that really like thinks about this all the time, so I remember that.
You have to. You are forced to live in the same house with the DM,
yeah.
And you have to edit it. I mean, it's just not fair.
I'm forced to live in the same house. No, you,
also,
you
she's acting
backwards.
Like the one that in this house that
it's,
brings it up all the time is me.
I'm like the one that's like, oh my god, what if Will was like this? And Eric's like, I want to jump out the window. Please, let's not talk about D&D anymore. All right, cool. Sorry, so we're going along a path. Mm-hmm. And is he still with us?
No.
Oh, bye!
We left him
creepy
behind.
Brain
guy. Bye!
Oh, yep.
And
well, that was awkward.
Yeah.
I guess.
So you guys are traveling along through this tunnel.
Yeah.
He told you it's not too far this way.
Okay.
So you have a little bit of a time to discuss next plans or anything if you have anything to say. Otherwise, we can.
I want to shine my light everywhere and make sure there's no more bad guys down here because that's one tunnel. Are we down a tunnel now? That could we have asked him whether this was we're going to run into some guard or whatever guarding a gate? Because the other tunnels, they said, were active.
You could have asked him. This was another abandoned tunnel. This would eventually have led to one of the paper mills.
Okay.
He gave you the map with the layout of sort of the way that the pipes are.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys met him sort of at this intersection
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're currently on this one heading this way.
Okay.
And eventually,
this is the one that comes up in the paper mill.
Eventually it does, yes. Okay. If you go the whole way here, it does. But he recommended not going that far.
Okay.
And that there's an access through the bookstore, which may be safer or less observed anyway.
Okay. All right. I'm going to message Bathwack, but I don't want anyone else to hear. So that can they take their headphones off for like a second?
Yep. All right. Greg and Abby, take your headphones off. Apparently this will take a second. Will
second.
Is sending a message and doesn't want anybody else to hear out of game.
Okay. I actually will be right back.
Okay.
I'm just going to private message. I'm going to slide into his DMs.
Nice.
No, I'm going to... What's the freaking spell?
Message.
Message. Just message.
Yeah.
Private message.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm thinking that. So I'm going to message you and just say, in case we run into any other scary... murderous things in this tunnel and you make it out of here, don't trust do with Rafina. We have to keep an eye on Rafina.
Too many words, but that's enough. You have to stop there. It's 25 words.
Whoa.
It's 25 words?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Don't trust do with Rafina. And now, and okay, well, that's all I've got. All right. Bathwack takes note.
Okay.
You can reply.
Keeps looking over at Will and looking away and then looking over at Will again and then looking away.
And I'm going to say what? Like in your head. Yeah. I'll say what?
Oh, can we keep talking?
You can reply and then Will can send a new spell. It's a cantrip, so he can do it at Will.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Why?
I'm not going to say a lot, but Rafina might be in danger. Just keep an eye on her. I think that we need to be responsible for her, and we can't let them be alone together. So if we pop up and we're all separated, we gotta keep an eye on her.
All right.
Yeah.
So if we're separated, you want me to make sure that Rafina's not alone with you?
Yes.
Even if that means leaving you somewhere?
Ugh, yeah, yes. I'm fine with that. I'm fine because... I can take care of myself. This is a city. We're not in the middle of the woods. I'm safe. This is fine. Ricardo Ulysses was here. I'm probably going to go find him or something like that. It's all good. Just make sure that she's okay because I'm worried that if she knew this, she might spill the beans. So don't tell her. Don't let on that I'm saying anything.
Okay.
Can I trust you?
Yes.
I thought so.
If we get separated, let's try to meet on the... Where we got off those lizards by the water at the inlet.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Awesome. Okay, now I think I can tell everyone. I don't know how long we have of a walk, but gesture. You can come back. Come
just
on.
Just yell to Abby, Alex. You're in the same house.
Hello.
Hello.
You're muted, Abby.
Sorry, I was reading about Egyptian pharaohs and monotheism.
Oh, that's
cool. Never a reason to apologize.
I'm not sorry then.
Yes! All right.
You're just avoiding the real issue.
Which is what, Greek gods and polytheism?
Well, there's this one crazy pharaoh who's like, guess what, everyone? We're not polytheists anymore. And he instituted religious intolerance. It's kind of crazy.
Oh.
It messed everything up.
Yikes.
They like erased all the other gods' names and they're like, okay, this is who we're worshiping now. And in fact, we're gods too, said the king and queen.
Oh, that's hilarious.
This is King Dad. I know, right? And this is King Tut's dad.
Oh.
BTW.
Tut, tut, tut to him. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. Sorry, I saw a Disney Plus special on this, and so I've become
Disney
addicted.
Disney Plus special.
Was it The Mandalorian? I've never seen it, so I'm just assuming.
Yeah, we don't have Disney Plus.
Based loosely on Egyptian history.
I had no idea that King Tut looked like a baby Yoda.
I know. There's the tie-in I was trying to make. Thank you. You did it.
All right.
I apologize. Back to the paper mill.
Yep.
I mean, the bookshop.
Metaphor.
Yeah. Was there anything that Dew wanted to say or do before you got to where you're going, or Rafina?
I don't think so.
I don't think Rafina remembers what we're doing.
Oh, poor
Rafina.
You're going
to have to poke her. I know, it's very sad.
Poor Rafina.
She wants to purchase some books. Are the books super expensive because they're made with magic paper?
You don't know. You haven't been to the bookstore. But hey, guess what? You guys have suddenly reached the ladder that you think reaches the bookstore.
Oh, God.
Hooray.
Does it say
quick,
bookstore up there?
We're not with Crick Crick anymore, right?
Correct.
No.
Yeah, he's not here.
Then would really quickly say, do we think it's a good idea to take down this wall for the brain squid? I wouldn't know what a squid is.
He looked yummy!
Yummy!
I think it's a good idea so that the species on either side of the wall can mingle once again.
Oh.
You saw what happened when they mingled.
No, not that species.
100% of the times we have seen them mingle.
I meant mushrooms.
Wait.
Greg's
biodiversity.
Face was amazing. Yes, I want the biodiversity to continue throughout this land, and then maybe it won't smell so bad. Dew
just sort of turns away like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, I kind of agree because I'm the one that said, when we were talking to him, I said, good walls make good neighbors.
Neighbors.
You know? I think that when people don't like each other, you don't want to stand by those people. You know what I mean? And I wink at Bathwack. So, you know, walls.
And then Halula says, plus, aren't we trying to get to Bear Toggle? Isn't there, like, the fish or whatever that we're trying to meet?
Is that where the fish is? I say, knowing that that's where the fish is.
Yeah, that's what... Isn't that what the rainbow trout said?
Yeah.
Wait, so we're just giving up on this little side quest here? Is that what I'm hearing?
How many times have you blown up a wall at the request of a stranger?
That seems...
I'm trying really hard. I think maybe I can count on one hand how many times I've done it.
I think we should do it.
Hmm.
It won't take long,
just
guys.
Because we never have before. maybe what we do still need to find Captain Clockface.
Yeah, that's, I guess,
so
true.
If we go and talk to the guy. What?
Crumplemeyer.
Crumplemeyer,
thank
yeah.
Thank you. Since that's what we were
Crumplemeyer,
planning to do anyway, we're on the right side of the wall now.
Flintstone. Yeah, I guess, right? He's on this side of the wall, yeah.
He would assume. That's where Marker was taking
him. Cliffsider.
Mm-hmm.
I hope there's an easy way to get out of here, because, you know, if we're, like, trapped behind this wall, I'm not going to be very happy, and I will blow the wall up anyway. Not for anyone's benefit but my own.
Well,
what's to stop us from coming back through these tunnels?
I guess that's true, except for all the monsters in them, you know, when we just almost got eaten. Bathwack was in one.
I mean, we're visitors here. You don't think they'd let us pass through the wall?
I think that that guy that died, you know, remember that guy that just died like 2 seconds ago? I think he said that it was expensive.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said you could go through. But you guys, don't you guys have money? Says Halula. You guys seem to have a lot of money.
I straighten my lapels as if I am indignant at that question.
Oh, you do?
Is that the only reason you're hanging out with us? You want to be with people who have money?
What?
I've got some bad news for you, if that's the case.
No, that just is, that seems to be, you guys seem to be not worried about paying for things, or...
I left my money in the lake, so I'm kind of relying on you guys.
Oh. Hmm. We're fine. It's fine. We'll be fine. Fine! And I walk up the ladder.
At the very least, we've got to find Captain Clockface. I don't want to leave here without... finding him.
Yep, that's what I'm doing. I call down the ladder.
I'd be curious to know.
All right, fine. Bethrock's coming ladder.
Like, we haven't talked to anybody on either side of the wall about the wall. Mm. Like, if people were like, hey, life would be better without this wall, that's one thing. But I don't know why this guy wants the wall to come down. It just seems weird.
Let's take a quick survey.
Okay. Let's do it in the bookstore.
Well, it sounds like Will's the first up the ladder.
I guess, yeah.
We'll just go around handing them out. Quick survey. Would things be better with the wall blown up, vanished, or left in place?
Please take a moment to sign this petition.
Yeah, I'm picturing going after people with clipboards, being like, sir, I just need a moment of your time.
You guys just figured out
about the way the wall contributes to your life. You'd be better off if it was gone.
You guys just figured out the perfect way to pass throughout any place without with people paying as little attention to you as possible. You don't need disguises. You don't need to be invisible.
Holy shit, that's amazing.
Give me a stealth check with advantage.
Yes, it's powerful enough to constitute a spell.
Oh my god, that's fantastic. Aww.
All right.
And remember that I disguise myself as Marco. I just want to say that before I get up the ladder.
How did you do that?
It was when we were with Crick. I have master...
you can do it to yourself.
Yeah. I wanted my hat, but it was more because it was easy to disguise other people.
Got it. You lost it. You forgot it. Yep. And you left it.
Oh, well.
It's probably being dissolved.
I forgot it. I did not forget it.
It's probably being dissolved right now.
Yeah.
All right. So, Will, you're first up, and there's a hatch at the top of the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like you turn a...
Does it say bookstore on it? What does it say?
I think I'm probably behind Will on the ladder.
That's what it sounded like. Up. Yep.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's
Don't peek at my ass, Bathwack! Get away from me!
Oh, he's not looking peeking. Straight ahead, very... determinedly.
Like the most.
At each rung.
The most fierce stare at a ladder anyone has ever performed. Intense. Oh my god, that's hilarious. Okay. What is it? Does it look just plain wood? Metal? What is it?
It's metal. Like? And it has like a handle that looks like you turn to be able to push it upwards.
Oh shit. Okay. I'm going to listen to see if I can hear anything on the other side.
Give me a perception roll.
Okay, I guess I gotta get this icon to give me my character sheet. Perception.
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 Dun, 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 dun. Perception. Perception.
You guys knew that song. 5.
Oh, no!
You don't hear anything.
I'm deaf! I yell. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that. Okay, I don't even see my roll. Did it not show up?
Yeah, sir.
Okay, all right, cool.
Did we tell you that when we got our cat years and years ago, we were certain he was deaf, and we would bang pans over his head, and he would just be like, eh.
Oh.
And about and 6 months it took us later. About a month. But then we realized he could hear perfectly.
You just didn't give a crap.
He was ignoring us.
Oh
yeah.
My god! Which one is that? Yeah. Filibuster.
The white one, because white cats are often deaf. Like it's a thing with white cats.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now he's just really good at ignoring us.
That's so funny. Isn't that like a cat thing? They are very good at ignoring you in general.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, but that's like beyond because cats are so startly too. Wow. Yeah.
Yes, they are.
So crazy. All right,
so there's someone above this hatch banging a pot, but you don't hear it.
Whoa! It's totally safe, you guys. There's nobody up there. Okay, then I guess I'll just turn it.
Okay.
And
give me a strength check.
Okay. Uh-oh. This is going to be embarrassing if we have to climb all the way back down the ladder because I'm a weakling and can't open this fucking hatch.
That's not a strength check. That's a saving throw.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Just click on the word
Where
strength.
Is it? Oh, it's up there. Okay.
That's a 7.
Oh, my God.
So you're able to turn the handle, but you are not able to push the hatch up. It does not budge.
Okay. I am not admitting that.
Okay.
I'm going to try again.
It's going to take a little while. It's going to be an odd amount of time for you to try again. That's 7, basically, as you try.
Okay, then I'm like, shh.
Everything
shh.
Okay up there, Will?
I go, shh, shh. I think I hear something. I'm lying. Sorry, I guess I have to roll deception. Shh. I think I hear something. Where is deception? There it is. My deception's good.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
26. Everyone believes me. I think I hear something.
Beth, like, quiets down and listens carefully.
Give me a perception roll.
Oh. Wait, did that work?
Yeah, you rolled twice. I'll take the first one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sometimes it does that. I don't know why.
Like, 14. You do not hear anything.
Will, I don't hear anything.
Yeah, you're not as close as I am. Shh. And then I wait and try to open it again.
All right.
That's my ruse. I won't do this all night, don't worry, but it's Will, so.
All right.
Strength
you,
again.
You bought yourself enough time to roll another strength check.
Okay, here we go.
A 4.
That's even worse!
You are not able to budge the door. It does not move.
I like, see, because what I imagine is I'm trying to make sure I turned it all the way. So I turn it again, it doesn't move, and I try to shove my shoulder.
Give me a dexterity check.
Uh-oh. I'm gonna fall. Oh, you guys. Okay, dexterity.
Right below strength.
How tall is this ladder, by the way?
It's about 20 feet.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no!
A 5. You find yourself slipping off of the ladder because you're trying to put as much of your effort into it. And Bathwack, you can see that Will seems to be maybe losing his grip and
like,
starting
to
topple.
Can I catch him?
You could try.
Grab him or something?
Yeah, you're close enough. You can do it just with a strength or an athletics
so
check.
So humiliating.
All right.
Oh my God, look how strong he is!
Oh. Alright. So yeah, Will, you feel a Bathwack grab the back of your coat and just sort of hold you there steady.
Whoa, how long is your arm? Ah! Alright, I guess
I'm still staring at the rungs of the ladder.
Oh my God, okay. This door, you can't open it. It's like locked or something. Go back down.
Can I climb up this, like, so I'm imagining this a normal ladder, right? With rungs?
Yep.
Can I swing out on the side, just on one side of the ladder?
You can. It's not against the wall. Yeah, you'd be able to do that. There's enough room behind it that you could swing behind so you could pass.
Oh, it's like freestanding in the middle of the tunnel.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, it's kind of close to the wall, but there's enough room behind it that you could swing behind it.
As he passes and he's looking intensely forward, we lock eyes and I'm just like, what are you doing?
So what do I need to do to try to open the door?
Strength check.
It's just a strength. Alright.
Mm-hmm. We're just not going to be able to open this door. Can you imagine? We all keep rolling strings.
We're going to have to stay here.
Oh, 19.
A 19. Alright. So you start pushing up on this. You figure that, you know, Will is, you've seen his arms, and he, you figure there's a couple fingers just pushing up above you would be plenty. But yeah, you realize that actually it does take some significant force. So you have to kind of like climb up another rung and really get your shoulder into it. And you push up into the hatch and you feel it slowly push open.
Oh, it's really heavy.
You finally get the hatch the whole way open. And it's accompanied by a cacophony of loud smashing noises from above.
Wait,
and now light pours down into the hatch from the
room. See, I was gonna say, like, as a joke, that we're opening the hatch and like a whole bookshelf is built on top of it and we're knocking it over. But it's sounding like this is actually what's happening.
It's interesting, Dew. You have that image in your mind, and you in the sound that you hear fits that to a T.
Oh my God!
We may have just lost the element of surprise.
Hopefully it's a really big used bookstore.
Oh, God.
I wonder, okay, are we going to, like, now have a domino effect kind of thing with bookshelves?
Can we get up? Like, do I think we can get up fast enough and close it? Like, Bathwag, is there somebody looking? Or can we go up and pretend they're there?
All right, I don't know. So I'll scale it and get out.
Okay. Got it.
Oh, God, he's not answering me. I climb up really fast, too.
All right, so you guys see Bathwag and Will scamper up.
Oh. Quick, hey. Everyone, to the top of the ladder.
Quick, before they slam
dash
the
away,
door on
dash
us.
Away, dash away,
go, Rafina, go, go, go! Mo's, like, pushing up on you, Rafina.
You're really surprised at how fast Rafina can climb.
Wow.
Oh, my God! Have you ever seen that? I'm scared!
You should be.
Stop complimenting. Start climbing.
I'm not sure compliment, he says under his breath. And he and Halula come up and join you. And you guys all find yourself in a room with a looks like freshly created cloud of dust.
Oh, no.
Just hanging in the air. There's a few sort of low burning lamps on the wall that cast illusion, and you find yourself in a very cramped
cast illusion?
Illumination.
Oh, I'm
sorry,
was like,
brain just
yeah,
skipping ahead.
No, yeah, I just heard it.
Yeah, no, not that you're aware of. Casting illumination in the room.
Okay.
So it's like sort of a dimly lit room full of bookshelves and books, and there's like piles of books and bookshelves and just this, it's just this tightly packed sort of aisles that you can walk through, and it looks like the hatch sort of opened up on a shelf that was making sort of a center row that formed like two aisles down here, and it tilted over and just hit the shelf to the left of it.
Oops.
And sort of fell over halfway, spilling out a bunch of the books.
Oops. Oops.
You don't see anybody in this room.
Okay.
You also don't see like a front door, so you think there might be other
so
rooms.
Like
you
a
see a doorway
room?
Over.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't seem like a storage room. Seems like a room you could browse in.
Oh, like this is a big bookstore. Okay.
And you hear... Actually, give me a perception check, everybody.
Ooh.
Everybody?
Everybody.
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 Everybody. Everybody. Ooh, good job, dude.
Nice.
Oops, wrong sound. That sound. This one.
Oh. Ha-ha.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, dude got a natural 20.
Okay.
Alex got a 5.
I see everything.
You do with your cloak of eyes. and then a 17 for Will and an 18 Rafina.
Yeah.
So
yeah, actually that's I just feel like it's important to point out that while I was staring at every rung, I'm still wearing the cloak.
Oh, that's true.
Oh no. What did you see?
You somehow gathered up all the material to force them all to be right in front of you, just pointed at the rung. So everybody but Batwack, you can hear a faint voice calling off in the distance. Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hello? Who's there? And with your natural 20 you can tell this voice is multiple rooms and you think multiple floors away above.
Oh, wow.
So who all hears that?
Just you.
Well you can tell the distance. Everybody except Batwack hears the voice.
There's somebody upstairs, one or two floors above us.
Oh, do we have time? Do we have time? I closed
what?
The
what kind
of time for what?
I closed
Sorry,
the
what
hatch.
What kind of mess did we make again?
Yeah, I want to set it back up.
It's not that bad. Room is tightly packed enough, and the bookshelf you tipped over fell against one on a wall.
Yeah.
So the main mess is the side of the bookshelf that's tilted down. All the books have fallen out all over the floor.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so I close the hatch.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Rafina probably knows the Dewey Decimal System.
Abby does.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Rafina E system.
Because these books have to be put back properly.
I'll do it.
So what, you're trying to put things to rights?
I'm trying to close the hatch. That was the first thing that Will thought.
Close the hatch easily enough, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Is the bookcase bolted to it, or did it just fall off of it?
It is not bolted to it.
Okay, then I will...
It's actually, you can see it was, there's like a rug between the hatch and the bookshelf. Mm. So you can see that if you put the hatch down and then put the rug down, it would be, you wouldn't be able to tell.
Okay.
If Will does that, Dew will grab the bookcase itself and sort of like
maneuver it into place.
Okay. Yeah, you don't need a strength check for I'll that, especially with half the books.
It. Can I make sure to do that?
Yeah, the rug kind of falls naturally okay. down over it because okay. the rug like runs the length. No, the rug's underneath like other bookshelves too. And you know, it's sort of a, you know, it's not just like a little area rug that's the size of the hatch.
Yeah.
It's like a bigger carpet almost.
Is there a way to lock it from this side or like to close it? Like we had to twist a thing to open it.
There's a similar like latch on this side, yeah.
Because like I want to make sure that no monsters can follow us like right away.
You don't
away,
see any way to lock it. It's,
right,
it looks
I wouldn't
like it's just
lock
like a latch.
It because we might need it. But mm-hmm. I mean to close it because like a dumb monster might be able to just push it up. But yep. I want to make sure that
the
it's
the same
closed.
Mechanism is on both sides.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. but I try to do that.
You do that.
Okay, sweet.
And then Dew is able to maneuver the bookcase itself back into place. Tipping it back over, you knock some of the books on the side that wasn't tilted down off the other side as it sort of tilts back into where it should go. So now the most of the mess is just sort of books scattered everywhere.
And Rafina said she was...
I'm going to clean this up, guys.
Thanks, when Mom!
When you were all in elementary school, did you still have a card catalog with the Dewey Decimal System?
Yeah. Who are you asking, Bethwack?
I did.
You did.
He's mostly asking me, and I did.
Oh, because you're the babyest, right? Yeah, you're the babyest here.
Yeah.
It is so everyone.
You're the
everyone
most
did?
Baby. Yes, I did.
I liked those. They were so satisfying to put back in, like the little click, like in the little wooden man. Mm. Nostalgia.
And you'd actually have to sign out the back of the book.
Yes, I loved that. Yeah. I did. Yeah.
This world has just lost so much tactileness.
That's true.
It really has.
Especially tactility. Nowadays, right?
We touch nothing!
Nope. Not even your own face.
Yep.
No!
Oh, God!
Says the guy who forced everybody to put their character sheets on Roll20.
Oh, you!
It was me.
It was you.
I'm sure having to touch my keyboard a whole lot.
Come on, I barely make you roll. speaking of which, I'm not going to make you roll to put these books back into place.
Okay.
And you guys
that's right, because I'm done.
What? Oh, shit.
Fast.
She's feeling really speedy today. She had bursts of energy running up the ladder and alphabetizing books.
Mo is just beside yes. himself.
He thinks I'm a witch.
Does anybody else help Rafina put the books away? Or do you just watch her?
I'd help her. I'm basically trying to set it all to right.
That's unusually helpful of you, Will. Thank you.
What? You've only seen me in the forest. These are books. This is a fucking civilized place. I'll touch the books. I won't touch severed heads or mud or bugs or trees.
Well, while you were talking, I finished everything and you didn't put any up.
Yeah.
Of equal normalness in the woods. severed heads, you know, the crap you find in the woods.
Hey, when you're around Bathwack, there are a lot of severed heads, okay? That's like really my big experience with nature is being with Bathwack and him cutting everyone's head off. So to me, yes, severed heads, squirrels, same frequency.
Worms.
I'm going to pick up a book just to see what it says.
Okay.
If I can read it.
If you can read it. I don't know. Can you?
Can
fucking
you?
Fucking idiot.
Says the voice upstairs.
Okay. Yeah, you pick up a book. It is in common, so you can read it. And it looks like it is a guide to foraging mushrooms, specifically in the coastal regions of Tapperdown.
Oh.
Hmm. I told you mushrooms were important, but I don't know that's what it says.
Hey, Rafina.
Hi.
This book's about mushrooms.
Ah.
Wait, weren't we talking? When
do you mean
talking
it's
about mushrooms?
Mycology?
Your ecology?
Mycology. Yeah. It's mycology.
What's ecology?
This book is about mushrooms. You are correct. You read those words correctly. Good job, Bathwack.
I thought you'd be interested.
I am interested.
Here you go.
Don't you know anything about Tapperdown?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I do.
Where are you from again?
He's from Gully's End.
Yeah.
Oh, Gully's you're from the other one that has
Nick
three syllables.
Was from
okay.
Tapperdown, I think, right, guys? And
oh,
Will sighs sadly.
I forgot that guy. That guy.
Rafina.
Just kidding.
Jeez.
Just kidding. I was just trying to,
you know, make to be honest, we all
Eric
forgot that
bad.
Guy. He's still rotting in Ravenloft's cellar.
Okay. But I take it everybody is yeah. helping put away the books.
And once we get towards the end, away. I would look at a book too. Can I look at a book? Like if I knew, sure. if I didn't think it was a, you know, mm-hmm. you can spill a few books in a store. Nobody's going to hate you. So if we're slowing down, I would look at something.
Got it. Okay.
Just because I want to know how many. Section. Yeah. Is it all mushrooms?
All right. So you pick up a book.
Yeah.
Can you read or speak? I guess not speak. Can you read Abyssal?
What? No.
Then this looks like gibberish to you.
What the fuck kind of book is this, you guys? This doesn't even make any sense.
You knock the bookshelf back over.
I guess Link could read Abyssal.
Oh, is that a dwarven language?
No, that was something he picked up from a one of those gifts, I think. The
sarcophagi gave me the lowdown on Abyssal.
You flip through it, though. It does have some nice
right?
pictures.
Because
in
I can
it.
Communicate with animals.
No, it's not an animal language.
No.
What pictures does it have in it?
It looks like these, like, sort of grand, epic illustrations of, like, this group of people in, like, tombs and in, like, fighting and things like that.
Does it look like us?
No.
Oh, well. All right, cool. This nonsense book is full of illustrations. I put it down. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Does anybody else look at a book?
I do.
I'm trying to hear if the guy is still yelling.
Got it. Okay. Rafina, you realize that these are just, all these tomes are unknown to you, and you want to see what's going on with some of them. And one of the last ones you put up, there's two odd things that you notice about it. I would say probably the first thing you notice is that it's locked. It has a lock on it.
The book has a lock on it.
Yes. And the second odd thing you note is that it has a leaf sticking out of the top of it about halfway through the pages.
Is it a grabby triangle?
In fact, it is.
Woohoo! I'm so excited. All right, well, it would be very rude to pull out this grabby triangle and lose somebody's place in this book. So I'm going to yank as hard as I can at the lock.
Okay. while you do that, can you give me a perception roll? Since you're listening for...
Yes.
Approachment.
Approachment.
Illusion.
I was very confused. I'm like,
should have been.
That sucked. On the wall?
I was busy with the bookshelf.
9. Yeah, you don't hear anybody approaching. You don't hear the voice anymore either.
Uh-oh.
Everybody, do you hear that voice still?
What voice?
I'm going to roll perception then. 8. Fuck.
You don't hear anybody.
There's no one coming. Nobody cares.
If someone's coming,
somebody was yelling earlier. Now I don't hear them.
We should probably have a story for how we got here. But we don't know where any other door is.
Oh, shit. Are there no doors? Wait. I look around. Are there doors?
There's a doorway leading out of this room.
All right, we came into the store. We're shoppers. Pick up a book. Look like you're interested in it.
What time of day is it? Is it nighttime?
It's pretty late.
Oh, no! Hey, you locked us in here, is what I'm going to say.
The store may not be open.
Well, I was, that's, but I, never mind.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And if somebody's all yelling right. from several floors up, it may be from his house. He may live above his shop.
He might be asleep, yep.
Why are we bothering putting these books back?
Is there anywhere we can hide?
In this room?
Start looking around.
Not really.
Hmm.
Rafina, you're tugging at this, this lock.
At the lock.
Yeah. Yep. And it is securely fastened. There's a keyhole in the lock and, the lock is metal and there's some engraving around the lock with some symbols that you do not recognize.
Does anyone know what this is? I shove it into people's faces.
Shove, I'll look.
Shove.
All right. You have a book shoved in your face, Will.
Yeah. What is it? A lock? It's a lock book, Rafina.
I know.
What do you
but
mean?
Look at these little markings.
I look at the markings. Investigation? What would that be?
Well, they're symbols.
Oh, symbols.
And you don't have to roll because you just do not recognize them.
This is probably nonsense, just like that other nonsense book. This place is full of nonsense books.
Unhelpful. If someone wants to make a speech.
Whose face do you shove the book into next?
Bathwax.
All right, Bathwax, there's a book in your face.
No, I'm looking for a place to hide.
Ah, useless. I shove it into Jew's face.
Dude, there's a book in your face.
Ah.
What do you think these markings are?
I lean back so I can actually see the markings.
Is she on top of the table, by the way? Like, how is she shoving it into space? He's
just
like
climbed up
tall
on the bookshelf.
Yeah, I know.
I'm jumping. That. So not only
Dew
can he barely see
it, laying on the floor
it,
with
but...
his ear to the ground, trying to hear if anyone's approaching.
So that's why.
You're still jumping, though.
I love it.
All right. So yeah, Dew, you look at the symbols on the book. Now that most of you have seen, I'll show you what the book looks like.
Ooh. Are you going to show it here or in
on roll 20?
On roll 20. Okay.
Let me see. Does this work? Show to everyone.
Ooh, I see something.
I see it. Oh my goodness.
Oh, crud. There's a bra.
Oh. We need Adobe Acrobat Reader to open this book.
And so, Dew, these symbols look vaguely familiar to you.
Ooh.
Just in terms of the style of them. But one of them absolutely stands out to you 100%. You know what this symbol is. It's the one on sort of the upper right, to the upper right of the keyhole. The one that looks like a bent, squared off A, kind of.
Uh-huh.
That is the... It's basically like the symbol, like the family symbol. It's kind of like a crest, but it's not exactly. It's in Gnomish culture. And it's specifically the crest representing the family of Pickleswidth. The gnome who adopted you.
Dew somewhat unceremoniously snatches the book out of Rafina's hands.
Oh my god.
Hey! And I can't break the lock. Can you just break it for me, please?
I tried to pick a lock before, didn't I?
I don't know. Maybe.
As Dew, didn't we Dew this?
I think we talked about whether it should be sleight of hand or something. I think that's come up before.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to open it without damaging it.
Okay. In what way? Like strength or like...
No,
finesse?
Like
picking it?
Yeah, like some sort of picking...
Okay. We've used sleight of hand before. Again, I don't know if that's right, but we're just going to stick with it. We'll stay consistent. So you can give me a sleight of hand check. Dew you have
15.
Like picks or anything? Lock picks?
No.
Okay. Or thieves' tools. All right. So what... Sorry, you said you got something? 15. All right. You don't really feel much of a mechanism to play with. And after a couple of seconds of sort of wiggling them around in there, your fingers get tingly.
Ooh.
Oh. Rafina, is this book magical?
Why would I know that?
Wouldn't you know? I'm sorry, I thought you knew.
I'm going to say yes, because it's a book made with paper and it's in this place and there is that fancy paper in this place.
I don't think this is a normal lock. I can't detect magic, but there are no tumblers. There's nothing in this lock. And as I was trying to open it, my hands started to lose sensation, electricity.
I mean, more like a sort of nummy, like a pins and needles kind of thing. You're not sure if it could have led to something else, but yeah, that's pretty close to how it felt.
Sounds dangerous.
Go ahead.
Was going to tell Rafina, this symbol pointing to it, this is the family of the man who found me in the woods when I was an infant.
Really? That seems significant.
I've never seen it outside of our village.
Well, if somebody has a knife, we could just carve around the lock. It's just a book.
I'm not sure we can. If it's magical,
all right,
I'm concerned
very well
about damaging the interior because I need to know what's
in
here.
I suppose that's fair. Well, why don't we purchase this book? How much is it?
I don't know. Is this store open?
You have no idea.
Well, as long as we can make change for the one platinum I have, or the two platinums I have, we can just leave money in their till.
I don't know what the other two symbols mean, but if we buy it from the proprietor, he may have the key.
Yes, that would be ideal.
I will say, with the other two symbols, you think they seem gnomish as well, but you do not know what they mean. If there are other families or something, but just with the structure of them, it reminds you. There's like these like old symbols, like not part of like gnomish alphabet. So they're not widely known and used. Maybe like some of the elders in your town growing up might have known them or something like that, but you do not. but you've seen enough of that kind of thing that they look familiar, that you think that they were sort of along those same lines. You've also been handling this book enough to note the bit of grabby triangle sticking out of the top.
Mm.
Oh. And it does look like it's a bookmark kind of a thing.
I mean, it's in there like a bookmark. Whether it's marking a page or not, you can't say without opening it.
Don't pull it out!
I hope so, because it's not, the cutest bookmark ever.
I touch it. I just want to see, is it healthy? Is it recently plucked?
Yeah, it feels fresh, like it's sticky, grabby, and not, like, brittle.
I disentangle my finger from it.
10 minutes later.
Ah, 5 minutes. I have some experience
with
this.
All right, Ranger.
I'm going to ask if you're going to let me do this.
Okay.
Because I can talk to friendly plants.
Mm.
Like in a rudimentary way. I was going to ask the grabby triangle what secrets it holds.
So yeah, you do not get a response from the leaf. You think probably it's that it's not attached to, like, a actual living plant, if that makes sense. Like, most of your experience with this is speaking to, like, an actual planted, growing, live plant.
So it's a healthy, recent leaf, but not a living leaf.
Right. It's definitely been plucked. You don't think there's a plant growing inside the book. But hey, who knows? You haven't opened it.
I'm just gonna Rafina, may I hold on to this?
Sure, but if you need me to carry it for you, I've got these handy little lanky pack here things.
Thank you. Dude's already back and looking at the book.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
what's so weird about the voices? Book? Yeah, what's so weird about the book though?
This symbol, the A. Is the House of Pickleswhip, the gnomish family who found me, the man who found me.
I have, by the way, Greg, I have a family name if you want it, unless you have one.
I don't know that I do.
I couldn't find one in what you sent me.
You said you did not find one?
Correct.
Then I don't think I have one.
Okay. The family name is the family of Yimble.
Yimble?
Yimble.
Wait a second. I mean, that's pretty good, right? I mean, at least we know that gnomes must exist
the first, other than the man who sent me to find this gold and then was dead when I returned in Norton. This is the first mention. Yes, this is the first time anything that even suggests gnomes exist has appeared outside of Barovia.
Oh, good. So at least the world isn't completely fucked up. It might be snowing in summer. There might be weird bugs trying to talk to us and communicate with us, but at least gnomes still exist.
They might be in a town with a disgusting paper mill.
Right.
Which, by the way, you're well inside, but the smell is a little stronger than it was down in the sewers. Just pointing that out. So, Bathwack, you're looking for a place to hide. Are you venturing out into the adjoining rooms?
Is this a large room, or is...
The room you're in is...
Like, can you describe the room we're in?
So it's kind of a long, narrow room. It's maybe about, like, 6 bookshelves long by maybe 2 wide. There's these bookshelves sort of dividing the middle, so you kind of, like, squeeze through the aisles, and then near the one end there is just an open doorway leading out somewhere else.
Yeah, so there's no good place to hide in here, really.
No, it's too cramped.
Yeah, so I'll venture through the door.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be too... Well, maybe I'm trying to be a little bit stealthy, but I'm bad at that.
Like a combat roll through the door or something?
No, just... I'm trying not to make noise.
Okay.
My armor's loud, though.
Give me a stealth roll.
Okay. It's a disadvantage.
Okay. Alright, so the lower was a 5.
It's terrible.
So that's bad. It's less your armor. I mean, that's part of it because it adds to your bulk, but it's just this place is very cramped and you're big. So you're kind of smacking into things as you go.
Hmm.
Do help you clean your armor recently so you're not squeaking up a storm. For now. Gotta keep up with that. Your mom always said. Wear underwear when you go out and oil your armor. But you...
Oh, Mom.
Mom.
You smash your way into the next room.
You smash your way?
You make a doorway.
I stealthily smash my way into the next room.
And it opens up into a significantly larger room, though the sort of composition of it is very similar to the one you just left. It looks like the whole purpose of this room and the one you just left is to put as many books on display or in reach as possible. So it's just filled with bookshelves, piles of books, sort of wall to wall. But it's the room itself is larger. It's about the same length, but it's a few more of those rooms sort of stacked up in width from what you can tell from here. A lot of your view is obscured by bookshelves. And at the far end of the aisle sort of that you're looking down as you come out the door, you see the bottom of a set of stairs leading up who knows where.
Oh, stairs. And there aren't stairs going down, just up?
Not from where you can see.
Well, really, you could actually go down those stairs if you're at the top of them.
Says Rufina right behind you.
is there anywhere to hide near the stairs, like under the stairs or anything like that?
The stairs kind of go up, like there's like a doorway to the stairs, and then they go like behind a wall, kind of. So there's not like an under stairs area.
Okay.
You could start prowling around in this room to see if there's a place that you could maybe hide. From where you're standing, you don't see anything obvious that looks like that would be the case, but you can't see the whole thing from where you're standing.
All right, I'll just... I'm not going to go up the stairs without everyone else, so I'm going to go back. I'll tell them it doesn't look like there's any place we can hide.
Well... Does it so it is really late, like I can't even imagine that this place would be actually open
at this
point.
So you went underground with Marco and it was like getting on evening.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't look like the town, at least when you went underground on the side you were on, shut down.
Right.
People were out and about shopping. It seemed to be somewhat not busy or bustling, but active.
So I'm saying from Will's perspective as somebody who has shops in his own town. And has experience, I guess, minorly the other side of this wall. Do I think that we actually need to be worried that we could be locked inside, like, oh no, we're trespassing? Or does Will be like, this is stupid, we don't really have to worry about that? Okay. I'm just trying to do that to inform what I do next, because I don't know if I'm going to try to sleep or what.
Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of experience with these kind of places and, urban settings, essentially. Tivoli's a bit of an outlier because it is open all the time.
Yeah.
Especially at night.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say the main thing you note that leads you to maybe not be so worried is that the lights are on.
Ah, all right. I mean, I think that we're okay. I mean, do I notice Bathwack kind of being nervous and
I don't know how
sneaking
how
around?
How obvious are you being about being nervous and sneaky, Bathwack?
I'm probably not so obvious about how I feel, but
okay.
Definitely you can tell I'm looking around for some place to hide.
What kind of book? Oh, you're for some place to hide? I was going to say, what kind of book are you looking for, Bathwack?
Oh, no, I mean, I was sort of pacing around, basically, trying to find some way to set us up in case we need to hide or protect ourselves.
He's looking for 10 coffee table books to set up a bio-vac with.
A bio-vac?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bivouac?
Bivouac.
That's what it is. It's an emergency
shelter. A bio-vac
shelter.
Is when you need to vacuum up a bunch of organic material.
Ew. Bathwack, stop looking for bio-vacs. Really messed
bivouac.
Up.
Bivouac.
Oh.
Bivouac.
Bivouac. I've never heard of that word before.
Yeah.
A temporary camp without tents or cover, usually especially by soldiers or mountaineers. Bivouac.
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 Yeah.
Doesn't
interesting.
Sound very comfortable.
Bivouac.
Yeah, it hurts my bivouac. Bivouac. All right. Do the books in here look like? Does this look like an antique bookshop, or does it look like do these books look new?
I don't know that you would say antique. You'd definitely say used.
Okay.
These aren't like fresh in their dust jackets with like seven copies right next to each other.
Okay. I think I'm going to just try to find the way out. I think I'm just going to casually walk because I don't think Will is genuinely concerned about being trapped inside or being trespassing.
He's got Eldritch Blast.
I mean, that too, but I'm trying to roleplay. Like, I think I am nervous about being in trouble, but Will is like, there's no way that we're going to be in trouble. This is just a store. We're in it. We're shopping.
And KT's not nervous about being in trouble because you realize that Eric's the DM.
That's true. You're too nice. You're very nice. Uh-oh, now you're going to cut my head off or something. Right. I can tell the setup here.
Suddenly there's an executioner with an axe charging through these aisles after you, Will. All right, so Will is left. What's Dew doing? Have you resorted to banging the book against your head in hopes that that opens it? We can't hear you. We can't hear you.
We can't hear you!
Oh, that came loose.
There we go. Ah. Yeah. He's been saying great stuff for hours.
Yeah, I'm sorry if it sounded like we were ignoring you.
Yeah, by the way, we haven't heard you this whole episode.
Dew was going to try, with the assumption that the book is, that the lock may be magical, if these are gnomish symbols, speaking in gnomish to it, if that would open it.
Mm.
Okay. Just randomly?
Things like, please open,
speak friend, unlock.
And enter.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah, you say all of those things to the lock and nothing happens.
Mm. Well, this is disappointing.
I'm sorry.
I'm not really paying attention to what's going on around me right now.
Okay. So what, Rufina, what are you doing?
Well,
have you read this entire room's worth of books?
I've knocked over a few more bookshelves. Just kidding.
She says as she knocks them over. It's just a joke.
I'm a little sad that I don't have that book anymore with the lock. Because I do want to bring something with me from this bookstore. So I'm going to pick up another book.
Okay. This one is in common. It is titled The Perfect Perceptions of the Dwarven Lexicon.
Mm. By Lank Stumpers.
I know. A lot of big... I would love to learn this. Actually, are there any books about pineapples? I'd really like a book about pineapples. Are there books about pineapples, DM?
Well, let's see. Give me a...
pineapple check.
Close. Give me an investigation check.
Okay.
14. You think that without either knowing how this is laid out or maybe nobody knows how it's laid out, it would be very... it's hard to find something specific. At least in the room you're in, maybe it's different elsewhere, but from what you're looking at here now, there does not seem to be any rhyme or reason for the way these books are arranged in this room.
Darn it.
But give me
out of character, I read a book while I was sick in the last day, and the woman in the book, she was maybe on the spectrum or something, and she had just read a book about pineapples, which is why I thought about it.
Oh, a book about pineapples.
But you
pineapples.
Can still try your luck and just look at a bunch of random books and see if you can find a book about pineapples. So just give me a straight D20 roll.
All right. I'm not letting go of the other one, by the way.
Okay.
I'll poop on a stick.
You don't find a book about pineapples. I'm sorry.
There goes my life's ambition. All right, well, I feel like we need to do a little bit more investigation. I'm still concerned about these voices that Dew said he heard, or the voice that he heard.
And you, with your concern with what's around you and who may be coming, you realize that Will is gone.
Will?
Oh, God, what?
Dang it, Will! Where are you?
There were no other.
I hear that, and I realize there were no other doors in that room, right, where we originated.
Not that you saw.
Not that I saw. And if I hear her yelling, I might be worried because of literally what I just said to Bathwack earlier. So I will pause and head back.
I'm still there.
Oh, you are? Okay, I thought you were sneaking around. Okay. Well, maybe I'll turn the corner. You know, I don't know where I was, but, like, you know, I'll go back in between wherever the heck I was, make sure Bathwax's with her, and just be like, tell her I'm looking for the entrance! And then go.
Will.
Rufina, he's just looking for the front door.
Oh, all right. You have to be so secretive about it.
I love that. Will. I love that so much.
So Halula goes up to you, Dew, and she says that this seems to have some meaning for you. Do you think we should try to purchase it? I don't know. Or do you want to keep looking at it here? Maybe someone can help us figure it out.
I didn't know if the store was open. Yes.
I'm not sure.
It's important. I'd like to buy it.
I mean, I don't think you're going to be leaving it behind.
Do sort of snapping out of it. Has everybody left?
Will has left. I don't know if Rufina trotted after him.
Still have that book. I'd like to buy it.
The Perfect Perceptions of the Dwarven Lexicon?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you don't see anywhere to pay for it where you are.
Well, I'm going to follow Will then.
Maybe this is actually a library. Maybe we are misunderstanding it.
Okay. So Dew is following after Will.
Do I have to roll to find the front door?
We'll see.
Is it that confusing in here? Holy moly.
I'll say to Halula, let's go see if we can find somewhere to buy a book.
Okay, let's do it. You two, you come? Mo says to Bathwack and Rufina.
Yes. Yep. Here I come. I wish to purchase this book.
All right. So you're all traipsing through. You go into this bigger room that I described to Bathwack earlier, and you do see the stairs leading up.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the way you entered this room, you'd think that's more likely that that's maybe where the exit is.
Oh, like, do I get the sense that we're in a basement of a store?
You don't see any windows.
Does it feel basement-y?
It feels booky. You
cast
were in
two strike on the books. Are you in a basement book? No. Okay, fine. I'll go. If it doesn't look like there's any,
as you sort of head into this room, you don't see any other
nice book.
You don't see any other doors out of this room. The only way out you see is the one you came through, and then the stairs.
Yeah, I'll go up the stairs. Sure. I will listen first to see if I hear.
Let's see if you hear.
To see if you hear.
Perception again.
Let's taste if you smell.
Yeah. Thank you. You working?
9. You don't hear anything.
Okay. Well, I guess I don't hear anything, so I'll make my way up the stairs and act like I'm supposed to be here. That's Will's thing. He's gotta confidently go up. I don't make a ruckus, but I'm walking as if I belong here.
You stride up the stairs.
Yeah, I'm supposed to
You
be
don't skip any
stair.
Steps.
It's a book stair. This is a book stair at the bookstore.
A book stair.
I'm walking
there are
the
there
stair.
Are some piles of books along the stairs, sort
well,
of heading
it
up.
It is a book stair, clearly. Mm-hmm. Alright. Do any of them catch my eye as I go up?
I don't know. What are you looking
cool
for?
Covers or anything? I'm just, you know. He's probably just pretending to look like, oh, I'm shopping. That's clearly what I'm here to do. I'm not a thief. It's open. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, one of the covers you see, it says, Theories on the Souls of the Tooth, the Lore of Beasts.
Oh, amazing.
And it looks in very bad shape. Yeah, souls.
S-O-U-L?
Yeah.
T-O-O-T-H?
Yeah. T-H-E.
Wow. What?
T-H-E. L-O-R-E. O-F.
Do I see anything that makes sense that if I were to be shopping here, a person that looks like... Oh, wait, no, I look like Marco. So yeah. Do I see anything that I think Marco might buy at this bookstore? But also, I'm not, like, scrounging. I'm just looking. Yeah, I'll just grab a book. I'll just grab the next random book. I'm like, what the fuck would Marco
All
like?
Right.
And I grab
Pick
the top book on a pile and walk up
there
the stairs and leaf through it.
Splendid
it's
Soups.
It's porn. I'm just like, oh, no!
No, it's Splendid Soups, the cuisine of the sea.
Soups of the Sea. Okay. Splendid Soups. All right. I guess
the
Marco's into soups.
Of the sea.
From now on.
All right. Here I go. Ah, look at this chowder. Hmm. Yes, that looks good.
Mulligatawny.
So you make your way up the stairs, and they open up into another room filled with books.
Wow, this is such a good store.
I wish Bathwack was a reader.
Aww.
Because Alex really likes these kinds of stores, but yeah. Bathwack doesn't really care. He's very bored.
He starts cutting the books with his sword.
Can we go home?
Is anyone actually behind me, though? Like, are they?
I think everybody's behind you.
So I tell everyone, grab a book or something. Make it look like you're buying something.
I have one.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying it in general. Sorry.
And Dew has one.
Yeah. I'm talking to you, Bathwack, okay? God damn it, I was trying to be nice. Idiot, pick up a book.
What?
What's a book?
Do you throw one at him?
Yeah, I threw the soups at him, and then I picked something else up.
Oh, catch. All right.
Yes. Oh, it's the first time I get to throw something at Bathwack.
Yep. So you throw a book at him.
Moment down.
Splat. Like smacks this... him on the chest.
Do you like soup now, Bathwack? You're into soup, okay? That's your character choice. All right, I pick up the next one I see.
Wait, what? Oh, you mean like pretend to like this book?
Yes, pretend that you love soup and that you gotta make some soup when you get home. And you...
soup's okay.
Yeah. Okay, good. But pretend that you also like, what was it, seafood? Because apparently that's that book.
Bathwack did have beet soup. And he did have fish taco, so.
Oh, hey, he's not completely
this
vegetarian.
This book, you know, if I was going to read any book in this store, which I'm not, maybe it would be this one.
Maybe it would be this one.
Which I'm not. That's amazing.
All right,
the next one you pick up to pretend to be a reader is, it's called White Prize. And it's a, looks like it's a screen, like, not a screenplay, a script. A script for a play.
That was one letter away from something really shitty. That
seriously.
Could
look
at this one. Holy shit. All right. White Prize. What is it about? I thumb through it, but I'm really just looking, so maybe I don't know what it's about.
Yeah, the way it's written, you'd find it hard. You'd have to sit and probably look at it for
a while. Is it in common at least?
Yeah, it's in common.
Okay, it's in common. All right, good. Because I don't want to be caught with something. I'm like, I don't know what this book is. I'm really interested and I want to buy it.
All right. And Mo listens and picks up a book, and it looks like Halula does too. So now all the Lost Boys are reading their books. Half of them are upside down as you traipse through. This room has windows. That's something that sets it apart.
Okay, good.
It's pretty dark outside at this point. Mm. This room is still illuminated, though. And it looks like the stairs open up on the back of this room. And you can see on the far side, there's more of a wider open doorway, like... not just a
like
single
a door
width. Like, like an archway almost. Like, most of the width of the room is open.
Oh, okay.
There's some, you know, sort of separator between. And you can see basically from here all the way down, there's sort of this one central long aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And down through, and you can see, looks like maybe the front of the store all the way down there. You see some large windows that are probably like storefront windows.
Good. Okay. I wait for everyone to get up, I guess, and keep going.
Okay. I don't think anybody was delaying unless they would, and they would need to tell me.
Cool.
I do not delay.
Yeah. So you're headed right to the front?
Yeah. Do I see the proprietor usually like the places near the front where you buy, but I mean, maybe it's not.
You don't see them back here.
Anything like that?
And there's too much in the way between here and there to see anybody. You can just see the sort of bits of this large window that lead you to think that's probably the front of the store.
Okay. So it's still just books. There's no anything else here. Just books.
Yep. And you don't see any other, what's the word for someone who shops at a store?
Customer?
That's not what I was thinking of, but that works.
Okay.
Clientele?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm not going to think of it, and I'm not going to stop to think
patrons.
Of it.
Patrons?
Yeah, that's the word.
Okay, cool.
Good job, guys. Guys, I said I wasn't going to spend time thinking about it. I guess I didn't. You guys did.
All right, let's think of more words that could apply here.
All right.
We got to spend like 10 minutes on this.
COVID-19 contractor.
Oh, God. Stop it. Bummer. All right.
Yeah, you guys are not maintaining the 6 feet coming up these stairs. You're like,
hey, we are in a fantasy world. Don't put that shit on us. There
guys,
is no COVID-19.
I've yet to reveal the pandemic that's ravaging this town.
No.
So yeah, you make your way up towards what you think is the front of the store.
Okay.
And as you get closer, you see that it is, in fact, the front of the store. You can see the door heading out into the street. It's a little more brightly lit up here. More lamps illuminating. Not too odd. I mean, it's not like weird. Either more are lit or there's just more that are available up here near the front of the store. Make it nice and warm and inviting, maybe. Mm-hmm. There's a small desk to the left of the door. So you have to sort of walk right in front of it to get outside. And behind the desk sits an extremely old human woman.
Oh.
Oh. Rufina makes a beeline.
Where?
Out the door. The librarian. Roll initiative.
I'm not paying.
You see how fast I can move? She can't catch me.
Hello. Is this your shop?
And she
is she dead?
I said extremely old. You went right with that. 700 years old.
She's a mummy. Oh, God.
And you speak, and she's like, her eyes are squinted behind these very large, thick glasses. And her head turns to sort of near where you were speaking, and she says, "Yes? Yes, hello?"
Aww.
Yes, hello. Is this your... Oh, excuse me. Rufina Phalangepot at your service. Is this your shop?
Huh? Yes. Yes. Well, I mean, it's Krumpelmeyer's book bin, but yes, it's my shop.
How do I know how much this book costs? And I brandish the perfect perceptions of dwarven lexicon.
Oh, yes. Well, just hand it up here. And she's like perched on this, like, there's this tall stool, and she's just reaching out almost blindly, like her hands over the top of the desk, waiting for you to put the book.
Is she human?
In her hands, yes.
She's human. So I do.
Okay. She pulls the book up, like, right in front of her face, like, just blocking her face. And she says, "Oh, yes, this is part of a set. There's different tomes we have for helping with the dwarven language. Yes, this is 2 silver.
2 silver, excellent. Let me ask you: do you have any books on pineapples?"
Oh, yes, we do. We have many books on pineapples. Would you like me to take you to show you them?"
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. Where,
how in the world do you find them? What is the organization system here?
Oh, it's all right here. And she taps her head.
Oh, I see.
She extremely, excruciatingly slowly gets down off of the stool.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, as she does things slowly, I will ask her, "Also, we found a book that has a lock on it. Do you have the key?"
Dude steps forward.
Yes, who's that? Yes, you have the book?
I do. I would like to purchase this book, please.
Well, let me see. Here. And she holds out her hands to you.
I hand it over.
And she pulls it up to her face, and she says, She's like rubbing her fingers over the lock and the engravings. Yes. Yes, this is very unique. Yes. You want this book, do you?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's not a good sign, but I would be interested in purchasing it. Yes.
And I suppose you probably also want to know how to open it, don't you?
That would be helpful.
Well, we can talk price here. Let me show Rufina Phalangepot here to her books about pineapples. And she holds the lock book to her chest, and she starts shuffling off into the store.
I'm going with her.
Okay. So,
I steal all the books and run out the door. I'm just kidding.
All of them?
Will doesn't read. God. I'm just kidding. That's not true.
No, Will but reads. You could use it for collateral.
Yeah.
So if she's like, "Oh, I'm going to charge you, you have to make sure the wall doesn't come down if you want this book. We've got all your other books out in the alley. We're going to set them on fire. We'll make up our own damn minds if we're going to blow up the wall or not." Over the book.
Do you communicate all this to Will with, like, hand signals?
Yeah, but since I've been, like, trying to use gnomish phrases, I say all of that in gnomish, and
got it.
I don't to think no you effect. Know gnomish.
Got nope. it. Yep. Will does it anyway.
Just in a couple of words.
Do-do, no-gnomish.
Do-do, no-gnomish. What's a word you know in gnomish, Will?
I think you're the one that usually determines that. But, what's it? Fuck. I was trying to think of a specific word. Just like before, let's think of 20 words. Let's talk about this for 20 minutes. Okay. I can't think
of it. Well, I know one word, you know, and it's crankshaft.
What's a crankshaft?
It's a part of a, like, machinery.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait. I thought that was the word in Gnomish.
Oh, that's the... Yeah, that's how you say pineapple in Gnomish. It's crankshaft.
That's what I was hoping.
So, yeah, in this sort of main lit room, she leads you here, and she says, "Here, yes, this is a guide to growing different cultivars of pineapple."
Excellent, excellent. And, do you have one that tells you how to open a pineapple?
Like with a key?
That's shaped like the book you're holding?
We figured it out!
Yes, we have a few of preparing pineapples, both the basics as well as different dishes you can make. Let's see. And she extremely slowly starts tottering off into the back part of the store. And it takes a while. We'll fast forward. Eventually, she leads you to a section of a shelf sort of along the right side where you're not sure if it's by... design or by chance, there seem to be two books right next to each other, sort of along those lines. Different recipes for pineapples, and one is more about, it's sort of like the history of pineapple in food and in cooking, and, you know, sort of basics in terms of how to use it, less like specific recipes like the other one.
I want one that's about pineapples and foreign policy. Do I see one about that?
Well... I mean, there were the Pineapple Wars, but I don't think we have any... No, we had Christina, one book about that.
I was hoping to buy my book before somebody in the group dies of old age.
Yes, fine. I already have the Pineapple Wars trilogy memorized, so I'll just take this one here, and let's work on the other one. Let's work on the one that's locked.
Okay. Right, fine. Okay, well, let's talk terms. So, she super slowly shuffles back to the front of the store. She's still got the book clutched to her, and she mounts the stool like one might scale Mount Everest. And she finally settles down with an audible sigh. And she says, "Yes, so... I would say this book has a dear price. First, Rafina, are you going to purchase the book on Dwarven Lexicon?"
"Yes, I am."
"All right. Well, let's settle that first. You were here first. So first come, first served."
"Okay, here."
"Here what? You give her 2 silver?"
"Yes."
"Okay. All right."
I'm like, "No."
And she pulls out a...
"Well, I should negotiate."
"Yeah, that's what Will would be, but he doesn't. He just...
It hurts him."
"Yeah."
And she pulls out a brown paper sort of envelope and slips the book into it and hands it over to you. And on it has printed Crumplemeyer's Book Bin.
"Hmm. Oh, very nice.
Now this one. So, you both want to purchase it, but also want to know how to open it. My price..." She looks like she's kind of thinking to herself. She says, "Yes, I will accept as payment for this book and some..." "All right, up front, I do not know how to open this book, but I think I might know how you can find out. So I will make that clear. I don't want you to think I'm pulling the wool over your eyes. And I think my price would be quite fair. I require a box of chocolate turtles from Celestial Confections."
"So do what? I.
You want a box of chocolates? Chocolate, yes. You want a box of candy?"
"Yes, I do."
"Celestial Confections.
Is that a store here?"
"Oh, well, yes, it is. Are you not from around here?"
"Oh, yes, I am." "Whoops."
Dew comes rushing to Will's rescue by saying, "I'm not."
"Yeah. right, but he asked.
I was trying to quiz him.
I think he
him.
Was asking for my benefit.
Yeah, I was trying to quiz Dew to see if he knew.
So yes, I require a box of turtles from Celestial Confections, and for this I will give you this book and give you some what I think are helpful tips on how you might find out how to open it. And also, I promise not to call the constabulary
what?
To bring them here, seeing as how you somehow broke into my store.
We didn't break in.
Well, you certainly didn't come in the front door.
What do you mean?
I just said what I mean. You've all appeared here from somewhere in the depths of the book bin, having not entered through the only entrance.
We've been here all day. We've been browsing around down there all day.
No, I've been here since I've opened. You have not come in.
You haven't even had a break or anything, like a lunch break or a bathroom break or anything like that?
Bathroom.
Well, that's what the lock on the door is for, honey.
What? What? What do you mean? What's the? Oh, you lock the door when you go on a break.
Wouldn't you?
Right, but I don't think you did, because that's when we came in. You must have forgotten one day, this today, is what I'm trying to say. You must have forgotten.
We take a right long time picking out our books. We came in last Tuesday.
Yeah, we've been down there for a while.
Now listen, I've already promised not to call the law enforcement on you. I don't know that we have to dither about it. I clearly know that I need a drink of water. I'm clearly aware that somehow you've made your way in. Maybe perhaps part of your payment would be to tell me how you made your way in, but I'm not making that part of the deal.
What kind of weird thief would break into a shop and then come and pay for all the books that they want?
I'm not asking you to explain that either.
Listen, I'm Marco of the Cliffside people, just like you. We're...
You also are Marco of the Cliffside people.
Aren't we all?
We're all cliffsiders.
I'm Marco of the Cliffside people. No, I'm Marco of the Cliffside people.
We've got to stick together.
I love that Pepsi commercial.
You can't be accusing a fellow cliffsider of breaking into your shop. What if I spread the word over here? I think this was Marco's accent. It was some kind of British accent, right?
It's Burbage Camp.
it was what?
Burbage Camp.
I'm Burbage Camp. Nobody has anything.
No.
That's our friend Adam.
Mr.
That's...
Cellophane.
yeah, okay. Yeah. What was I saying? Yeah, we gotta stick together. Or, you know, if I told people how unfriendly you were, that would be terrible for your business.
I don't think I'm being unfriendly at all. Do the rest of you?
All right. Anyway.
I am willing, seeing that this might lose me the book, Dew will say, I'm happy to get you a box of chocolate. There's a catch, isn't there?
No, I mean...
There's something difficult about it.
The difficult thing for me is that it's on the water side, the store.
Oh, fuck. Mm. I would have known that. That sucks. All right.
Oh, well, as a clear outsider, I don't mind going back and forth.
Oh, Mr. Moneybags.
Uh-oh, what
does it
you.
Cost money to cross the wall?
Yeah, that's what Marco said before. Right, but that's fine. We can figure it out.
Well, good.
My cousin owns the chocolate shop.
All right. I'll expect I'll expect payment by the time I close up shop tonight.
Wait a second.
And we'll be good.
Wait, how late is it?
Is that?
We've been down here since last Tuesday. I don't know what time of day it is. There's no windows down there.
I close up at 10:30. It's about... She pulls out a pocket watch. According to my my mini clock here, it's just past 8.
Well, I'm going to go to a chocolate store.
I hope it's still open.
Dew, how sure are you that you really need that book?
This is...
I message you before you say anything. I say, okay. Pretend like you don't need it. Pretend like you don't care. Walk away from the sale.
D-
do just glances ever so slightly with like uncertainty, like, why would I not tell her that I need it? Because I need it.
Right.
Dude's not a very conniving
no.
person.
That's fine. You don't have to even understand the logic of it. You can just completely
But he's
go.
Like, but you asked me out loud, did I need it?
Yeah, I said, how much do you need this book?
Well, I don't mind. I mean, I think a box of chocolates is a fair trade for a fine book like that.
Plus, avoiding a mark on your rap sheet.
Bathwood thinks about running to get the chocolates and looks at this old lady and has a momentary and uncontrolled flashback to Lady Wachter. And then he feels ashamed.
Will's rubbing off on Bathwood. Just kill her. What's the big deal? Oh, goodness. How are we going to do... We don't even know how much it costs to cross the gate. All right, we'll figure it out. Let's do it.
You might want to hop to it, though.
All right, I'm going to remember this. I'm going to put a review on Yelp. Yelp is that guy that runs around town and yelps about who's got a good business around here. You know Yelp.
The town yelper.
Yeah, the town yelper. I'm going to go tell Yelp that you made somebody pay a lot of money to go and get chocolates from the other side of the river. I mean, not river. Wall. A wall is not a river. Fuck.
What's the town yelper do? He just, like, runs around and he's like, 4.3 stars!
Yeah! Yes! Yes! And sometimes he can be really annoying about it. He can just keep yelling it in front of the store and so drives customers away. He's mm-hmm. very useful. Mm-hmm. He's my brother! Go tell him! I'm going to invent Yelp.
I'm going to head out because I don't want to blow Will's cover by asking the shopkeeper how much it costs to
mm-hmm.
pass through the wall.
Because mm-hmm.
I don't think we can get back into the sewers through her basement.
Yeah, unless we want to tell her if we trust her. Can't trust anyone, guys.
So
all right.
I'll be right back. And I leave.
I mean, I don't need to buy anything. Do you, Bathwack?
Just throw the book that you have.
Yeah, just put it down. This was great. Thanks for the great bookstore. Bye.
I'm going to set the soup book on the counter.
What'd you say?
You're quiet
yeah,
for some reason.
Quiet.
You're, maybe your microphone moved.
I'm going to set the soup book on the counter.
That's better.
Before we leave, though, I want to ask her, so what are your feelings about the wall?
Ooh, good. We were supposed to take a poll.
Up the wall.
Yeah, I'm starting the poll. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it keeps me from getting my turtles, I'll say that.
Oh.
I mean, I think it's silly. I don't know why they had to put it up. Things were fine before the wall. Now there's all this back and forth and these people, that kind of thing.
Mm.
I know Crumblemeyer hates it. It really puts a damper on business.
How long?
Well, you remember
the
when the wall wasn't up?
Oh, yes, that hasn't been around very long at all. I mean, I think it's, I don't know, what, 40, 50 years, something like that.
Who built it?
I mean, it was part of this, there was this movement to sort of, district off the town, to sort of divide, I think the, at least the apparent idea was to sort of divide the work between the paper production and the paper selling and exporting and importing. I don't know why they needed a wall for it, but it was just kind of happened.
So it sounds like you wouldn't be... it sounds like you wish it would just go away.
Yeah, I honestly don't know how much of a purpose it serves. It seems to be more of a pain in the ass than anything else.
Yeah, it's going to be a pain in the ass getting those chocolates.
Well, you've got 5 less minutes now.
Ewer. Oops, sorry.
Who's all right?
I think I need
you.
A...
Dude's already gone.
I think I need a book on the perfect perceptions of common lexicon.
Oh, well, I have a spare copy of the one I wrote right here.
I've read it many times. The audio book.
The audio
narrated by Abby.
That's right. So
just the back of the box.
No, it's just one page. It's one word, and it just in big block letters says fewer.
I want to ask the lady, so are those chocolate turtles, are they, do they have caramel in them with pecans, or are they real turtles?
Real turtles? Ew, no.
Okay, thank God. Oh, okay. Okay, good. We might have had a conflict there.
Glad we had this talk.
Yes.
They're much less frightening when they're covered in chocolate.
Though that reminds me of a recipe here. And she opens, starts flipping through that soup book. The Splendid Soups, Cuisine of the Sea.
Mm-hmm. She's read every single book. Oh my gosh.
Wow. Has she?
You didn't ask her.
I didn't. I'm she outside with has. Dew. I mean, I think Dew's running around trying to find a way back across the wall, but I'm just out there perceiving the nighttime.
Yep.
Yeah. How far away is the wall from this store? I'm assuming I can see it as I'm walking around.
It doesn't look that far. If we're at the end of this pink tunnel, it's like a couple of stores away.
As you're leaving, Rafina, she reaches down behind that. She says, wait a minute there, Rafina. I'll give you something. You maybe help your friends a little bit. I'm feeling a little kind. I can tell all of you, despite how many of you may protest, one of you may protest, are new here. Here's a little diagram we hear shopkeepers have to hand out to tourists. Hmm. And she hands you a map.
I knew it was going to be a map. And does it look like the one that we are looking at here?
Vaguely. I mean, it's the same sort of layout. It's different style, but it has certain points of interest marked out, which...
Is the map pre now. Or post wall?
The map has the wall delineated on it.
Okay. Mm. And now if you look at store.
Roll 20, you can see everything is marked.
But there's no chocolate store.
And I actually realized I did not mark the chocolate store yet, so that's my fault.
Oh, because you wouldn't have wanted to reveal it to us before.
But let me, I'll just put something on
those
here so you know where it is.
Though.
It is right.
This is awesome, Eric. Good job.
There you go.
Oh,
thank you.
Ooh. Oh, cool.
I sense a theme.
The Crumplemire Empire.
Yeah.
Crumplepire.
And I just put the word candy near where the candy store is.
Aha.
Okay.
I'll make that look nicer later.
Candy. I think that looks pretty good. Candy's good no matter candy what. Moves.
You know what? I'll say that she wrote that on here.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Maybe it's not a part of the official
sort
of tourist handout, but she put that there.
And what is your name, ma'am, so that we can find you again in this busy bookstore?
Oh, well, you can always call out for me. My name is Bella.
Bella Crumplemire?
Huh? No.
Bella Book Lady.
Bella Libre.
How do you feel about vampires? Just kidding.
Bella. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're actually very close to the wall, as you can see.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked about it. What is it like? Is it sheer? Is it just like a stone wall?
It's tall. It's like 15, 20 feet high and relatively sheer, yeah. It's well made and it looks like well maintained. Not easily scaled.
Is there like an obvious spot where there's a gap in the wall where people go back and forth?
You think if you might follow some of the streets that probably would lead you to them? I mean, you have the map here. Actually, the sort of gateways would probably be marked.
Yeah.
So that's a good point. Let me see if I can just do that real quick. Let's say there's one right here. Put a box. One here.
Mm.
One here. There.
Okay. So he wouldn't see it from what? Because we're...
You're by the number, blue number five right
yeah,
here.
So he wouldn't see You'd it, come obviously, out like unless here. He...
But if we're this far along, I would assume that I would just go east.
Mm-hmm.
Although, is there a gap between like the buildings
and really
two
some
and
of
the
them,
wall?
Yes, yeah, so, some of them are, some of them aren't. If you quickly just run around the corner of this building to the nearest place you can get to the wall, you can see the Bookman is kind of built up into the wall.
Mm.
So not here.
Mm.
So some of these lines or alleyways that you could squeeze through. But, you know, there's nobody blocking your passageway, so you can pretty quickly make your way over to the place where you know there's a gate.
Are there a lot of people around?
It's relatively quiet. It doesn't seem as busy as the other side of the wall was. Doesn't seem like there's as many sort of late night opportunities here for entertainment or shopping or things like that. I mean, there's still people around. This door is open, and it doesn't seem out of the ordinary. The other thing you'll note is out here that a big difference is there's two things. One, things aren't as colorful as they were on the other side of the wall. Not necessarily they're not poorer or in worse shape, but they're just not as brightly sort of over the top in terms of that type of thing. Also, the lighting here is similar to what I mentioned a few sessions ago that you saw in the distance. When you sort of approach, there are these like sort of fluorescent green, yellow lamps that are lighting the streets. Also, a big thing too is that the smell is again quite gross.
I have reattached my bandana with the herbs in it tighter around my face, and I'm moving toward the closest gate.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, you guys start moving through the town, and one of the big things of note you pass is the outside of the Tomorrow Today office, which is marked with the blue number 2.
Mm-hmm.
It looks closed at this point. The factories themselves, though, seem rather busy. And then one other thing to note, it's not numbered on here, but you might notice it, and I think Will definitely would, is a sort of a smaller building, and it's marked Krumplemeyer's Post Station.
Okay, I'm going here. Krumplemeyer's Post Station. Yes.
Why?
I've been looking for, like, a courier service. I'm stopping here for a second, because I imagine that I already have a letter written out. Like, because I've been waiting to find a place. Uh-huh. So I don't need to go in there and write it out and then send it. It would just be me going in there and sending it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Will's going to go into the post station. What are the rest of you doing? Are you going with? Are you waiting outside? Are you continuing on?
The rest of us?
Yeah.
I'll toddle in with them.
All right. I'll stay with them.
Which them?
Do?
You and Will.
Oh.
Probably the biggest thing up in the air. Greg? Can you hear us, Greg?
Yeah, I can. What was it? There was...
Will is going into the post office really quick.
Yeah, I got...
Station.
And everybody is staying with Will.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Do is what Do is doing, because I'm assuming...
Oh, I'm getting through the wall.
Okay, so Do is moving forwards. Okay. I think Mo would maybe go along with you, Do, and Halula's going to stay here with the rest. Let's start with Do. So Do, you start pushing along through to the wall, and you get to the gate, and it is manned. There's sort of a little gatehouse there, and this pretty impressive sort of wrought iron gate set into the wall. This one is not too big. It's you know, you can maybe fit two or three people abreast. Certainly not any big, like, vehicles or anything like that. But easily big enough to accommodate you. You don't even have to duck, which is nice for you, Do. You're not used to that. You approach, and then, you know, you're not, like, assaulted or anything. Halt who goes there, nothing like that. You just approach, and the guard goes up to you, And she says, yes, yes, moving through.
I am moving through, yes, please.
Yes, that'll be 5 gold for you and your friend there. Each.
Mo, you want to hang out on this side for a minute?
Huh? You know what, me to come? Oh.
Do you have five gold?
I don't have gold, no.
Yeah, and I have some, but I don't think I have enough to get us there and back, and have enough to buy the chocolates, because I don't know how much those will be.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I will pay.
Maybe Will pay for me. I go get Will.
I'm going to go ahead in case the store is about to close, but mm-hmm. from the look of the map, it should just be on the other side of the gate, like across that square there.
Okay. You go. Okay. And so the rest of you go into the post office, mm-hmm. and it is open. I guess okay. I should. You don't all smash into the door and pile
we
up.
We wait this whole time. It fuck you guys.
You don't. It takes you this long to figure it out. Yeah. So you do is long
wait
gone.
Wait a second. Pull. Push. Wait a.
So yeah, and there's a sort of an older elven man mm-hmm. behind the counter. Mm-hmm. Looks kind of bored. Mm-hmm. Not much going on. Probably most of the mail sorting has been done for the day.
Okay.
He's got a rather fine, sort of thick mustache that you're a little bit envious of, or could be. I mean, you appreciate it. Let's put it that way.
There we go.
Yeah, like a nice fine.
Wait, does Marco have a mustache? Because whatever I have right now, what is it?
You don't
is
have
it
a mustache.
Goatee. What is it?
It's a is soul it patch.
A soul patch. Oh no.
You have starburns.
Yes. That guy from Community. Nobody knows that show.
Cellophane. Right.
Fuck. Okay.
And he says, yes, how could I help you?
I just have a letter to send.
Oh, all right, yes. Where's it going? I've never heard of such a place.
You know. Tivoli. It's going
to Tivoli. Come back when you're sober. I'm sending a letter to Tivoli.
With my luck, that would be a place, and he just sends it to the yep. wrong place.
You got it. I'm sending it right now.
As requested, I've sent it to that'll be 385 gold. It is not nearby, as I'm sure you know.
Where's that?
Where's that? In Bufflin.
In Bufflin, all right. And he pulls out sort of a not too thick book. And he starts flipping through. Bufflin. Tivoli, you said. T?
Yes.
I don't see it listed here.
Uh-oh. Oh, this is exciting. I can't wait. Are you sure it's not spelled with a T?
What kind of book is this? Is this book a series of squiggles like the book in the fucking bookstore I was just in? What kind of book is this? Is it a book for idiots? Why does it not have Tivoli in it?
Well, I mean, it lists all the, of course, the capital cities and then sort of the major towns and whatnot in each district. I don't see Tivoli here. Is it small? It may not be here. We don't have every place. That'd be too much.
It's big. It's not small. All right. Can I pull the book towards myself and look myself?
Look, first of all, size doesn't matter. But second...
even doing my Marco voice. Uh-uh. I think like I probably tried to do it when I came uh-huh. in first, and then when this happened, I'm like slipping into not Marco voice.
So right, it looks like you want to see it, and he actually turns it and pushes it to you. Nope.
I
you can see right here.
I slam my hand on it and pull it over.
Here's the Bufflin section, and nope, there's, yep.
Okay.
there's Tully. There's...
Yeah, where's Tivoli?
It's not there. Is
that
there some,
doesn't make any sense.
Is there like
sense.
A big town... All right. Near it, or...
Does it have a silent P at the beginning?
No!
Tivoli?
Oh my...
Is there... Maybe it's Tully. Maybe it dropped a syllable in the long... In
Do you not deliver to some places? Has your town, like a long time ago, decided not to do business with certain towns?
Well, like I said, it's not going to list all every little rinky-dink place here, so...
you know, I already said it was big. So
okay. Well, yeah. It's not here, so.
So, what kind of courier service is this?
Well, it's a fine one.
Yeah, it sounds like it. When you haven't even heard of Tivoli, which is a major metropolis in Bufflin, it's basically larger than Bufflin itself, the town of Bufflin, the little village of Bufflin.
Larger Tivoli, than Bufflin. Yes. Bufflin's the capital.
Yeah, who cares? Bufflin is the capital because of ridiculous. Extremely unfair circumstances. And Tivoli should be the capital.
Everybody's heard of Bufflin. You ever had Bufflin whiskey?
Yeah, I've had Bufflin whiskey. It's not as good as Tivoli whiskey. Tivoli is somewhat near Bufflin. We fucking built Bufflin, and it should be right here, and it's not here. So all I can think of is this is a garbage book.
Well, do you want to send it to Bufflin, and maybe they can get it to
Tivoli? What? Who the... God, fuck. Maybe I do. But what if... God, like, part of me is like, wait a second. Gnome's disappeared. Tivoli better have not disappeared.
Bufflin's a capital. It's cheaper to send it there than to Tully, for example.
Wait, so can you put instructions that this will be forwarded to Tivoli?
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why else would you send it to a town you don't mean to send it to?
I don't know. I've never sent something to a, like, a weird forwarding address thing. That doesn't even...
Yeah, that's common when you have some place that isn't listed.
You guys! I turn to Rafina and Bathla. You guys.
I mean, Bufflin's about as far away as it gets, so it's probably likely that there's less listed here than there would be for, say, you know, Gully's End or something like that.
Gully's End. All right. Cool. I'll forward it to Bufflin and have it be sent to Tivoli.
Okay. That'll be 5 gold.
Fine!
Who's it going to?
Curtis Pompeian.
Okay, and who's it going from?
Marco! Fuck! Do you need to have a name that it was from?
He pauses and he says, wait a second, did you say, what was the last name on that? Who's it going to?
Ha! Oh, Pompeian?
Huh. Do you know a Will Pompeian?
No, who's that?
Oh, I just have a letter for him. It came in today. Oh. I was told to expect him.
I, like, am completely floored. Like, my mouth is just, like, hanging open. Bathwack, do you know a Will Pompeian? Could you accept this letter for Will Pompeian?
Yeah, I'm Will Pompeian.
God, we got the fucking A team over here.
Oh my god, that's incredible!
Bathwack! Bathwack, can you accept this letter for him? I am Bathwack!
Oh, that's hilarious. Okay.
Here you go.
Wow, you are really the best courier service. I'm so glad that you don't ask for identification anything.
This didn't come through our courier service. We were just told to expect a Will Pompeian today, so.
By who?
Well, the person who dropped it off.
Who?
I don't know. I wasn't here. That was earlier today.
Who would know who dropped it off? Does it have a name? Bathwack, give me the letter for you.
But I'm Will. Why do you call me Bathwack?
It's a ridiculous
name. I'm going to open my letter.
It's my official name. Oh, no. We'll just have this horrible feeling like... It's Bathwack is what I call you, Will Pompeian. That's the nickname that Will Pompeian uses when you know him really well. So now it's...
Yep, you gotta keep up that ruse.
Now that's good. Just call me Bathwack. Oh my god. Okay.
So, Will, you open your letter?
Absolutely.
Okay. The envelope is this crisp, like, nice white paper. It looks, like, fresh, like... doesn't look, you know, bedraggled or anything. Doesn't look like it's been dragged through the mud. It looks almost brand new.
I really hope it's from Strahd.
You pop the seal. It was just a blob of black wax.
Black wax.
No seal or anything of note. Mm-hmm. And you pull out to match the crispness of the envelope is a folded sheet of crisp white paper. And you open it up, and it just has 3 words on it. On the top, it says Will, comma, like as if it's addressed to Will. And then taking up the bulk of the page in these jagged, sort of almost ripping through the paper letters, in all caps, is the word Help. And at the bottom, in the similar script to the Will at the top, it says Vera.
Oh my god.
Which one's Vera? Is that a sister?
That's my sister that is still alive.
And that's where we're going to end for tonight.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
We end with Bathwack slowly kind of rotating this toward Will.
Oh my god. Oh, and Will is just pale. Oh my god.
You mean Marco?
Marco is pale. His soul patch is trembling.
His soul patch.
Will is a dragonborn.
Oh, Pompeian! progressed, Bathback is just taking over anything that Will actually is proud of. Or like, he's the mayor of Vallaki, and now he is Will Pompeian. And also Will goes by Bathwack to those who know him. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh, that's so funny and scary. Oh my god, but now that the humor is over, holy shit. That's scary. What does that mean? Vera hasn't talked to me ever.
Does Vera live in Tivoli?
I mean, you have to answer that because that's kind of like...
If that's where the letter came from, the guy had no excuse to not know where it was.
It is. I don't think that Vera lives in Tivoli anymore.
That's more your backstory.
That's
that
my backstory
answer.
Stuff.
You'd think she would have settled it more than just help.
Yeah, help. Is she dying? You said it's like carved.
You don't even know where it's
paper?
From. There's no return address.
Yeah, is there anything on it?
Nope.
There's nothing? Oh, no.
Is it magic Krumpelmeyer paper? Can we tell?
Ooh.
You'll have to investigate it.
Oh, my gosh.
But
okay.
You ended the game, so I can't.
That's
yeah,
right,
I know.
I did.
Oh, you'll my
have to think
goodness.
About it all this time through this time next week while you're stuck in your house.
Oh, my gosh.
And you won't forget anything that happened.
Oh my gosh, what? We got lots of little clues today. Plus the Pineapple Wars trilogy. Which needs to be a
You'll
thing.
You'll have to have Rafina start reciting it all these sleepless nights that you have.
That can be our outro for a while. I can just be reciting the Pineapple Wars trilogy.
If you write that, I would put it at the end. If you write it and have like little snippets that you read, I would put that as the outro music. Please. That would be fantastic.
Because we brought it up as a joke, but if it turned out that that was the linchpin of this entire adventure, it was like the Pineapple Wars. That's what brings it all together. That's why our money's heavy.
Oh my god. Wow. There's so much going on in this town, too. I thought I was going to go shopping. Now I'm just going to die from, like... being overwhelmed. Oh,
having
my
pretend
God.
That Bathwack is you.
Oh, yeah, that's also...
That's
oh,
the best thing ever.
Goodness, I'm going to have to call him Will? No, I refuse. He's going to step out and be like, no, you are not
Sends
Will.
Outside this door.
Yeah, only this doofus knows that you're Will.
We've killed the mailman. No one else knows.
You know what's funny about this, too, is like the reason Bathwack did that was because... Will seemed to be wanting to obscure his identity.
Yeah. Right.
So, uh-huh, like, right. But we need the letter. Yeah. So Bethel's trying to be helpful.
Yeah, it was not malicious at all. It was just the first thing that popped to his head about how to fix it.
I called him Bathwack, and he said, I'm Will Pompeian. And the guy just gets it to him. I'm dying. Oh, that was so amazing. Good. That's hilarious. Wow. Okay.
Now what?
Now what?
Well, I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we didn't
I know.
Make any breaks.
We did not. Is that
I'm,
why
I'm telling the union on you.
I'm telling
oh
the
gosh.
Union.
Oh, we should unionize. That'd be fun.
Are you going to tattle to me, tattle to Jimmy Hoffa on me?
That's right. I know where he is.
Whoa, Rafina does. Yeah, Rafina totally knows where Jimmy Hoffa is.
He was last seen taking a ferry across the Bear Chongo River.
Oh, Rafina. Magical.
Murderer.
Magical murderer, yep.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.